Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Friday, 17th April, and the corresponding Islamic date is 24th Sha'ban, 1441. Today we'll be continuing with our series of the great companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we'll be learning about the fourth and final of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was born 28 years after the birth of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away 29 years after the demise of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the son of the uncle of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib. He was known for his great bravery, simplicity, humility, and piety. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had great love for him, and he would call him with many fond names. Amongst them, one name became a title of his, Abu Turab, the father of dust. There is a story behind this, which you can look up. Another title given to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was relating to his bravery, because he was a great warrior. And due to this, his name was Asadullah, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He accepted Islam in the early stages of prophethood, and he was only 10 years old at the time he accepted Islam, and this made him the first child to accept Islam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he played a very important role in the hijrah of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what did he do? He took the role of impersonating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by sleeping inside his bed. Enemies had surrounded the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left quietly, and they, looking into the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saw a person sleeping and automatically thought it was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when in fact it was Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was a very dangerous role to play, and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not fear his life. In fact, he took this risk in order to allow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam time to migrate to Medina. He was amongst the Ashara Mubashara, the 10 companions who were given glad tidings of Jannah. And one very great honor he had during his life was that he was honored with the hand of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha in his marriage. She was a very beloved and dear daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was very knowledgeable, and this knowledge was such that companions like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they would many a times consult with him in dini matters. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, due to being the first cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from a very young age had the opportunity to be under the guardianship and under the tarbiyat of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he spent a majority of his life with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when finally our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed from this world, he was only 33 years old at that time. He became the fourth Khalifa after the demise of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his reign lasted approximately 5 years. This reign was full of justice and compassion. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was finally martyred at the age of 63. It was the month of Ramadan. He was performing Salah. He was buried in Iraq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the grave of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of his efforts and all of his khidmat and services for deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him on our behalf too. Inshallah, next week we'll continue with more companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a small homework, if you can look up a few more things about Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and see what you can find, regarding his knowledge, regarding his bravery, and regarding his simplicity. Inshallah, until next week, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.